Welcome to your journey of self-compassion. I am Erica de Mareston and I am here for you through Radio Margaret River. And today's meditation is about remembering well that you are enough and you actually do plenty. So this is the mantra fall asleep with tonight. Maybe your last thoughts, remember well and deeply that you are enough and do plenty. For now, I just invite you to close your beautiful eyes and take in a deep, delicious breath, feeling like you have all the time in the world just to be, just to breathe. Making sure that your in-breath and your out-breath equal one another. Sorry about my accent, sometimes my English is very crooked. That's part of me. And as you breathe in, I really invite you to reconnect to the gift of your breath. And as you breathe out, I invite you to reconnect to the gift of your out breath. You see, every breath you breathe in brings fresh life force to your body, and every breath you breathe out, you are letting go, letting go, letting go of what no longer serves you, the stale energy, the stress, the worries. And make sure that every time you breathe out, you let go of your shoulders, drop them a little more, ready, keep them as far as possible from your ears, more and more, again, again, further and further with every breath you breathe out. And see if there's tension in your body that you bring that breath there and move it away. The sole of your feet is wide open to all the rising energy that the earth pours into you, rises into you, nourishing all your most vital organs. I guess this journey of self-compassion is about bowing to your existence, remembering what a living, breathing miracle you are. So using your imagination, imagine that you're breathing in from the sole of your feet to the top of your head and breathing out from the top of your head to the sole of your feet with all the time in the world just to be, just to breathe. Relax those wonderful, crafty hands of yours. Skillful hands. Your belly, your wonderful belly is relaxed. Your chest, your wonderful heart is wide open. Your throat is relaxed. Your tongue is relaxed. Just bring slightly the corners of your mouth towards your ears and give a smile. If your smile was a factory of light, brightens up every cell of yours, every smile you give to yourself. I am enough, I do plenty. Just tell that to yourself. I am enough, I do plenty. So heartfully grateful, so intently grateful for this body of yours, for this life of yours, remembering the magic of life, breathing deep, delicious breath, filling your body with fresh life force, and keep tending yourself like a little mantra again and again, smiling to your body. I am enough, I do plenty. You may wish to put a hand on your heart, a hand on your belly, as you remember. You need to do, nowhere else you need to go. Just being here is the miracle of you, remembering well that you are completely enough and you do plenty. I am enough, I do plenty. Connecting to this breath. Is always there for you, connecting to this heartbeat of yours that is always there for you, unconditionally, no matter what goes on the outside, what stories, what drama, your heartbeat is there for you, unconditionally loving, sustaining your existence every microsecond of the way. Imagine that you're breathing in from your skin and breathing out from your skin. It's your whole body breathing in, your body breathing out. It's a wonderful thing to do the meditation sitting down, so you can feel what a magnificent bridge your body is to the earth and the sky. You have this free flowing conduct of life, from the rising chi to the descending chi, will open up to the dance of life. as I said before, when we invite the flow of the energy from the earth to rise in our body and nourish our most vital organ, the flow that descends through our yang meridian nourishes the pair ones, not so vital but incredibly important, all is one. Every speck of you is precious. Just enjoy the flow. We're often too busy to feel our breath and our heartbeat and our sensations. I've been a little bit numbed down so we can survive in this busy world, so we don't fully feel the flow of light that animates us constantly. Even if you can't fully feel it in this moment, I really invite you to open up yourself and just keep that smile on your face, smiling to this body of yours, the magic that made you, that brought you here. It's extraordinary manifestation of life that you are. Remember yourself as a brand new baby. Oh, every little part of you is completely perfect. You are completely enough. In all your purity, in all your simplicity. Breathing in slowly, deeply, deliciously, relaxing your shoulder furthermore with every breath you breathe out, sipping in the air with reverence. Every breath is a gift. You are a gift to the world. So hard on ourselves, aren't we? Imagine if we could erase all the self-criticism and completely be in the heart with ourselves without story, just in complete awe of life and honoring ourselves infinitely. And if our reality is dictated by how we feel on the inside, imagine how much further we'd be honoring all of life around us. That's why I'm in your ears right now, to remind you of your awesomeness, so you can see only awesomeness in every eyes that you come across. We see it easily in the trees. We never compare one to another. We only see beauty. We are nature, an extension of it. One with it, really. So I come back to this place in your heart of knowing that there's nothing you need to do, nowhere you need to go to be a better version of you. I am enough, I do plenty. Keep breathing deep, delicious breath. Breathing in from your whole self, breathing out from your whole self. Keep telling yourself. yourself, I am enough, I do plenty. Mister, with a hand on your heart, a hand on your belly. Feeling so grateful for this person under your hands that is always, always there for you. See if you can connect to that pulse of life, to your magnificent heart a bit. Take a moment to bow to your body for all that it does. Feel how it feels to recognize your own awesomeness. And to grow it with your breath, as if your breath was the watering, the fertilizer of your self-love, of your self-compassion. Keep your beautiful eyes closed, keep your feet wide open, your hands wide open, your belly relaxed, your chest relaxed, your throat relaxed. I'm just going to read you a little poem of mine. It's called True Beauty. The glasses. True Beauty. In many colors we do come in, but there's only one universal craving. It's not written only, it's actually this one, because I'm sure there is many. So I'll start again. In many colors we do come in, but there is one universal craving. Love me, love me, love me. Please, my friend, my dear loves, just close your beautiful eyes and look within. Way beyond your mind, see that there is absolutely nothing you need to do, nothing you need to change, no way you need to go to be loved, to be loved. I don't know if you can connect to your heartbeat and your breath being a sign of love, being a sign of being loved every microsecond. Away. But I invite you to passionately honor yourself many times a day. When you see your beautiful self in the mirror, just look at yourself, really, not just the flesh that wraps your soul and heart in cleverness and creativity. But look into the windows of your soul, just stare into your beautiful eyes, look at you, stare at yourself, and tell yourself, I am enough. I do plenty. Reassure yourself. I heard this beautiful monologue from Dr. Zach Bush, and he talked about the magic, really, of being alive and the oneness of the earth and our bodies. In better words than I'm using now, but what really touched me, in a few things touched me when he talked about the magic of birth and even the magic of dying. And in this monologue, he talks about this day at work when he's reanimated three people. And the three people are completely different ages, different backgrounds, completely different stories. But they all said the same thing when they came back, and they said, why did you bring me back? And Dr. Bush was really puzzled by that. And throughout the day, he got those people to explain more the reason of that reaction. And basically, each and every one of them in their own way said that once they died, they felt for the first time in their life that they were completely okay. And Zach Bush talks about how we ought not to wait to be dead to cultivate that feeling that we are completely okay, just as we are. And there's so much pressure in our world, in our society, of how much we should know, how we should look, and so forth. You know what I'm talking about. But really, my invitation here, and probably the only purpose of me being in your ears, right? Now and offering to be in your ears for the next 21 days every day, twice a day, is to remind you how beautiful you are just as you are, and just, you know, re-alight that passion of being you. I did start my life with some times of incredible low self-esteem. I even used to say that my self-esteem was down in my socks, and every step I took, I crushed it a little more. But this beautiful man came into my life when I was young in that time, and he lighted my candle of self-love, and it grew stronger ever since. And it's such a lovely feeling to be okay about being you, because you are with yourself all the time. Doesn't matter how much the external love, the world loves you. Really, that relationship with yourself is just so crucial in how you create your reality. It's almost the paint with which you do the masterpiece of your life, yeah? So anyway, that's what I believe strongly, that when you start to really dig yourself, to really honor yourself, treasure yourself, forgive yourself, accept yourself totally just as you are, then you become this beacon of light and you start to be less judgmental and more unconditionally loving and more compassionate towards others as well. And then the people we attract in our field will be people that see us and see our beauty in the light, not the people that put us down like we used to. And so yeah. Enough talking. I thank you very much for spending some of your precious life with me and coming home to your beautiful, awesome self. Ah, let's take 3 more breaths together. Really sipping in the air with utter reverence, filling up this precious body of yours with fresh life force. Taking as much as you can and a little more. And letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go of what no longer serves you. It's amazing how detoxifying our breath is, not only the physical one, but the emotional body. So really honor your breath a little more loudly. I know it's not proper English to say more loudly, but you know what I mean, more intensely, more passionately. And smile to yourself every day when you see your beautiful self in the mirror. And when you hear yourself make a little negative comment about yourself, I invite you to apologize and remember what's awesome about you. My beautiful friend, if you're about to sleep, I wish you sweet dreams, wherever you are, whatever you do. I wish you the absolute best. Namaste. So much love. If you have enjoyed your meditation, you can listen to it again at your leisure on the podcast page of the Radio Margaret River website. Namaste.